We are on Daf Nun Aleph Omid Beis. Boy Minei Rav Shizvi Meirabe. Rav Shizvi Esther Shaila from Rabbe. Hirchiba Mahu. What is the din if there was a boyer of a Sarat Vachim? Now, the second person came, was Marchiv, the dimensions from the boyer. Amalei Harei Miyat Havle. So by being Malchiv the dimensions from the boyer, he made it less of a mazik. Before the hevel was more condensed, now he was Malchiv the boyer, Remiya Tavlo. Let us see Rashi. Hirchiva Echot Chayfer Boyer Yud. Ubo Chaveri Vihirchiv Pid. He was Malchiv the pair of the boyer. The pair of the boyer extends in a greater radius, a greater diameter. So he told him, Harei mi etavlo, v'tovi loy broche, well, the kizach, broche from Rashi, al kaponim, that, what did this person do wrong? There was a mazik over here that was mazik with hevel, and now, by being malchim, the pair of the bear, he was mocked in the mazik. So what the shaila? Omalei adarabe areikire vezeike. But let's look at it in another light. Areikire vezeike, zut Rashi, shemiyet mokim mamed raglayim. He was malchim the bear, so there's less place to walk. V'shemaloi ha'ya ha'ylech ha'sher ad mokim piya ber shebet chila. Maybe if he wouldn't have been malchim the bear, so the sher would have walked by and never would have fallen into the bear. Since he enlarged the opening of the bear, that's why the sher fell in. So in other words, he enhanced the takol of the bear by being marchiv, the pair of the bear, so now it's a greater takol. Could be because of this the share fell in. If it wouldn't have been for him, the share would have never fallen in. Elo Omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said as follows. Nechzeyana. So he says, you know what the din is? The din is as follows. Iba havlo mayis, if the sher died from the hevel, harei mi et havlo. So he lessened the hevel. Iba chavota mayis, harei kire vezeika. But if it died to the chavota, harei kire vezeika. Now let us see Tosfos. Iba havlo mayis, harbei hu teime. Tosfos does not understand this Gemara at all. The nehei de miyet havlo, mikol mokim im loy de hirchiv loy hoya neifel. Einach anami, he was memayet the hevel. But because of him, the sheriff fell in. So Memela, why should he be potter? Now, I'd like to elaborate a little to appreciate what Tosfos is saying, what Tosfos is asking. We had a Yesodisik at Tosfos Taf Nunam at Beis. Tosfos had, the Gemara says, that according to Shmuel, Yechayev and the Chabad, so the Gemara says, if a person makes a goiva, Bershus HaRabim, and the shir will fall off the goyva. According to Shmuel, you'll be chayiv because you chayiv on the chabad. Even though karka oilam is ikosai, the karka oilam of the Rishus HaRabim was mazik. He did nothing with the mazik. He only created the takola. So Tosfos asked Akasha, we learned later, Nochal me'achayre ha'boyer, if he tripped on the boyer and fell achayre ha'boyer, he's potter, afil according to Shmuel, taka ilam is ikosa. So you see, making a takola alone, you're not chayre. You have to have some maisa to the mazik. You megala the mazik, you machshir the mazik. But stamaza, you made a takola, you potter. And this kasha, Tosfos says, two terutzim, two mahalchim. The first mahalach, Tosfos says, that you know, nofal, Ovid Goiva does not mean he made a Goiva and it fell straight into the Rishus HaRabim, because according to Shmuel, you also don't say, you're not chayiv on the hezek of karka oilam. You're only chayiv if he was machshir the mazik. I think Gemara says, Ovid Goiva yechayiv, so Tosfos says it's speaking about, he made a Goiva five tvachim, he made a boyer five tvachim, he was machshir the mazik, he made a Goiva, he made a takola, he was machshir the mazik, then yechayiv. But like this, if karka oilam is ikosi yitakapot. That's the first mahalach in Tosfos. Then Tosfos says the second mahalach. Tosfos says that now, according to Shmuel, if you make a takola, you make a takola, and because of the, you only make a takola, and because of the takola, he falls afilo on karka oilam yechayiv. Yechayiv for a takola. I don't have to have any bailus in the mazik. As long as I made a takola, I'm chayiv. Nafal achayir bar means, speaking about he made a half a takola because the koil hakoire was messiah, a half a takola you're not chayiv. But if you make a complete takola, you're chayiv. Doesn't matter. It does not matter, even though the hezek came about through karka oilam. That's what Tosfos says. So we have here a machloikis, two lashonis in Tosfos. If it is sufficient, according to the second lashon, if you make a takola alone, doesn't matter at all. You don't have to be machshir the mazik. The takola alone is a sibis achid. According to the first mahalach, you have to be machshir the mazik also. But then Tosfos is mesayim. No, according to the second mahalach, is very good. The Gemara says later, hiniach even al pi aboyer. A person made it, put an even al pi aboyer, and a person tripped over the even and fell into the boyer yechayiv. So according to the second mahalach, it's very good. I made a takola. I don't have to be machshir the mazik. Yeah, I made the boyer. But I made a takola to fall into the boyer. According to the second mahalach, is good. According to the first mahalach, is Tosfos by us. Doesn't go into the what the Teretz is, but according to the first Mahalach it's shver. That's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos Daf Chof Chesam at Bay says, Tosfos does ask the Kasha, why didn't you say Karka Oilam is Ikoso? So Tosfos says, Kivin Sheyeh Shem Takola Ala Boil. So that means when I take an even and attach it to a boyer, so then it's called, I enhance the mazik. The boyer is a mazik, and adding a takola to a mazik, so memela, then you chayiv. That's not called karka oilam. That's what Tosfos says on the Chof Chesam at Beis. So now let's understand Tosfos kasha. According to the second mahalach in Tosfos, that Yechayev from a takola alone, Yechayev, we made it afil a karka oilam zikosa. That Tosfos, how beitema? I don't understand one word in the Gemara. The person was malchiv the boyer. The reason the Shoya fell in, because now, before the boy had a diameter of 10 feet, now there has a diameter of 20 feet, and the Shoya walked by. The Shoya fell in because of this diameter. So he was Memayit in the Havla. Good. Before there was Hevel that had a strength of XX strength, or a very strong Hevel. Now there's Hevel of X strength. Fine, he made the Hevel less. Although the Shoya died with the Hevel of X strength also. And I made a takola that it should fall in. So why shouldn't I be chayev? Mechitese, I shouldn't be chayev. Because I was mamayet to hevel. So what? What if I was mamayet to hevel? But lamaisa this hevel, and I made a takola that the shoya, the reason the shoya fell in is because I was machir to ben, that's why the shoya fell in. So must get me wrong that I was mamayet to hevel. According to the first pshat in Tosfos, without knowing Tosfos daf chof chesam et beis, so then we could say a teretz on Tosfos kasha. According to the first pshat in Tosfos, Shmuel holds making up the kol alone is not sufficient. You have to be machshir the mazik. You have to be machshir the mazik. So here I wasn't machshir the mazik. I weakened the mazik. So now we can understand why, if it died from the Hevel, I'm Potter. But then again, you also have to understand, so why if it died from the Chavata Mechayev? Why if it died from the Chavata Mechayev? Unless you say that when he was machiv the bear, he made a new chvat also. The chav was not only the pia bear. He made the whole bear bigger. Then you could say the chvat is the day. He was only machiv the pear, so we have to understand. But maybe it was machiv the pear also, so the chvat. Then you have to understand, according to the first Eretz of Tosfos, and according to Tosfos, Avchav Chesam at Beis, if I make a takola to a fartik a boil, so that's why I'm chayv on the chvatz, I should be chayv on the hevel also. So Tosfos says, I don't understand the Gemara. And finished. Tosfos says, I don't understand the Gemara. The Pilpula Charifte Dachsachmir wants to say, it's not too often we learn a Gemara and we see Taisu says, I don't begin to understand the Gemara. And why did you go and give it? Samir de Kazakh. Taisu didn't understand the Gemara. The Pilpula Charifte the Pilpul Chifte is Ois Zayin. Lishnakami Bahavla Mayas Raimiyat Havla. Bechavot Amayas Hareikire Vezeike. So he seems to bring Kosva Tosfos in Ois Zayin and the Rosh Ois Ches. So the Pilpul Chifte is Ois Zayin. Kosva Tosfos Tahabe Yuteime the Nehei the Mi Etavla Mikomokim Im Lehirchim Lehoya Neifel Adkan. Then let's skip two lines. Mikomokim Shenigli Letarich Sheena Minateime. It's not such a big time. Afal gav de hichit. V'nofal bo'isa itzat. Shemikivin. She'alma shemeis boy hikil hu. She'lo yomus. Lefikach ein lechai boy. Now, I don't know what he means, shalom yomus, lamaise, it was mace. was meis machmas to hevel. Unless he learned pshat that it shouldn't have died because of the hevel and the, I mean, if it's an honest that it died, I shouldn't have thought that the hevel was really mitzad the hevel, it shouldn't have died, so I'm not chayef for the takola. Then it's a problem, philosophy, pshia, b'soif, and boinish. I mean, if you learn pshat that it was take, not capable of dying because of the hevel, then an einus, then for some other reason it died from the hevel, so then you can zich understand the Gemara heistis, without his kash v'klosu v'pshir v'seif v'bainis, that means, so you can't look at it, that means the hachove did two things, the hachove take was mekarev ezeke, was mekarev the hezek of the boil, but the also made sure that devil can't be mayas. So mamela, so he shouldn't be chayiv if it died of devil. Then lamaisa psalinus happened and it did die from devil. Lavele lasuki adaite. So that's why he's put on the devil. Perhaps that's what he means. But if he died from the chvat, and the chvat is not an onus, versteht sich, you marchev it. So then he's zicher chayev if it died from the chvat. That is how the Pilpachinta seems to learn. This is the first mahalach in Ravashi. Could be Taisvis held that there was enough hevel to be mamis also. No, he's mamayit hevel, so then it's like a harbeitame. Ikedamri. Now we have a second mahalach and the shaila. Omar Ravashi nechziyana. Ravashi says, this shaila, let's see, imahi gisen ofal, if he fell from that side, the side where he was machiv, it seems he was machiv in one direction. The east side of the bird, he was machiv. He made isenofel aikir vezeker. He was makarev the hezek. It doesn't matter if he died from the hevel, if he died. He was makarev the hezek. Good intentions. Lamaisa the hezek came about. He was makarev the hezek, so he's chayev. Doesn't matter how it died. From the hevel, from the chvat. I mean, that was Taisus Habeitame. I don't understand. If it died from the devil, Taisus didn't understand why should be put if it died from the devil. He made up the color, should be chayit. The imi idoch gisa nofal, what if it fell from the other side? Aremi et avlo. Now we have to understand what is Ravashi saying. And this is also a here, Taisus understood already. Taisus doesn't say how beitayim. Now we have to understand what is Taisus saying. L'chayre, we're speaking about the boyer. There was, let's say, the boyer is in the middle of the shusarabim, and on both sides of the boyer there's 20 feet. The east side of the boyer is 20 feet, and the left side of the boyer is 20 feet. Now, he was malchim the bird towards the east. So the mele, now there's only 10 feet of Rishus Aram, and when the Shvarim are walking, they're falling in like fleas, because the Rishus Aram is very narrow. So Ravash, if he fell in on from the east side, this has a happened because of him. This is the Rishus Aram became narrow. They're all falling in because of him. He's high. Doesn't matter. Hevel. Chvat. He made it. Fine. It fell in. You have a share walking on the left side of the Rishus Aram. You have you're still 20 feet along. A share falls in. So we would say, what did he do? What chakras did he have to this Hezek? I mean, this is nothing to do with him, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Well, it says, if he fell in from the other side, Remia Tavlo. Please, so what does, what, mind Shemitah Leitzah Halsina? Since he was Mamayat Hevel, that's why if he falls on the left side, he's Potter. What does Mia Tavla have to do over here? The Gemara is a Pella. The Gemara is explaining why he's Potter. Because Mia Tavla. So L'chaire, it would seem from the Gemara as follows. It would seem from the Gemara that a person who was machiv the boyer on the east side of the boyer, that means the boyer is now a bigger mazik before the boyer, by narrowing the Rishus HaRama on the east side, the boyer is a real big mazik. Now it's, you have accident after accident. It became a bigger mazik because of the machiv. So the malchiv should be a shutif in the boil, just like we heard that a person dug a boil eser, another person went and made it esrei. So both achayev, l'chayre both achayev. I mean, both of us have a chelik in the mehezik of the boil. I was moisev on the hezik. The hevel is more condensed, the chvat is strong. But I'll call upon him. I'm a shutif in the boyer. Together I made the boyer a greater mazik. So memele, there'd be a svara to say, good, it fell on the other side, but, we joined forces. You made a boyer that didn't have such a potential of shvarim to fall in. I added on to the boyer. I made it now a bigger takola. Now from the right side they're falling in one after the other. So I'm a shutif now in the boyer. It's like chofar esel and then the boacher vishlim el eschem. So I should be a shutif also. There'd be such a svara. But the Gemara says, but you have to look at it in a different vein. But leidach gise, I made the, all the time, by Eser and Esrin, I made it a bigger mazik. The chvat is stronger, the hevel is more condensed. So there you chayev. There was a mazik before me, now it's a bigger mazik. So I'm responsible for the hezik that comes about. Here I made it a small, in mazik, I made it a smaller mazik, because before it could be mamis with the hevel, and now I was mocked in the hevel. I made it a smaller mazik. So the Gemara is saying now, a gewaltig chiddush. So since I made it a smaller mazik, so that I should become a shutif in the hezik that occurred, because I made it a bigger takol on the other side, it doesn't work like that. Eser and esrim is because I made it a bigger mazik. Here I made it a smaller mazik. So if I made a smaller mazik, so I can't be responsible for what happens on the other side. Since the other side did not come because of me, you can't be mechayev me as a shutif in the boyer. The only time we find a shutif in the boyer is if he enhances the mazik of the boyer. So then we united, we joined forces. L'chayre, that's pshat in the Gemara. But then we see also a Moira de Kechidish. The Gemara does not mention how it died. The Gemara says if it fell on the other side, Remi et Havlo. That means that Philip fell from the Chvat. But since I did not enhance, this Mazik was here before, and I did not enhance the Mazik, Adaraba, I weakened the Mazik, so when this mazik is mazik, I'm not a shutif at all. I don't share responsibility with this mazik. This is l'chayre pshat in the Gemara. Let us just see dafnun aleph amad aleph, the bottom teisvis, which we have not learned. Bayriyot, we had two baraises, Moyes Takasha. One baraisa said Bur Yud, and then the second one made it Esrim, the third one made it Shloshim. So all of them are Chayiv. Kulan Chayom. And then we had another Baraisa that said there was a Boer, and then Sayyid Vikayid, he narrowed the Boer, and by that he made the Hevel more condensed. So the second one is Chayiv. So the Gemara has to steer. Here it says all of them are Chayiv, here it says the second one is Chayiv. So Gemara says, HaRebbe B'HaRabbana. Rebbe holds that they all share in the Tashlumim, because Rebbe holds by Nezikin also, if you have, in Nezikin, each should have pays. The Rabbanan holds, you go Bosa Da'achai. You go Bosa Da'achai. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. But according to Rebbe, by Sayyid V'Kai, they also split it up together. Ba'er Yud, Ba'achai, V'Shlim El'Esri, Zuk Taisvis, Buhu adin liyud aleph. And he didn't, wasn't mashal mit lasrim. He made it yud, it was yud before they made it yud aleph. Lamay de poich Allah misayid vekayid, umeshani horebi bo rabon. That means the Gemara asked Akasha, why by Sayyid Vekayid? The Gemara says, by Sayyid Vekayid, it says that what? That the Sayyid is chayiv. In the first bove, it says that they're equally chayiv. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, Sayyid V'Kayyid is a case that was hevel before, and he made more hevel. He made it a little bit more condensed. So that's like yud and yud aleph. That's yud and yud aleph. He didn't make a sheer misa. Kayyid, he made it a little narrower, so there's more hevel. So Yud and Yud Aleph, also according to Rebbe, everyone will be chayiv. Rebbe Kivega Teichens 2, Ein Leel Daf Yudam Et Beis, Teisiz El Masel Maika Ovitz. Let us just see for 1 minute Daf Yudam Et Beis. Taisus is going on a sugya. If there was a mazik before, and someone was moisif on the mazik, so Taisus says that the moisif his responsibility is like the first one. Now let's look, now in the Taisus, the top Taisus, Micah Ovid. Let us look at the last line, the last word of the fourth line of Taisus when the lines are still wide. Miu bezet zorich ledagdik, v'chi b'shvil shehishlech eitz b'soich eish g'doyla yischayev. Taisus says that some other zach, a person had a tremendous eish, the person will throw in a splinter, oh, you were mishtatev, you'll be mishtatev, you'll pay for the hezek. What did he do already? There's a eish that could go without his small piece of wood, without his toothpick, And now he's stuck in a toothpick, so we'll say, they'll both pay. It's not mistava. And what's over there? If there was a bur yud, so the bur yud could be maimed, and a person made yud al. What did he do? He didn't do anything. He didn't make a sheer misa, he just made a little deeper. So that's something. That's nothing. So who have been if a person is moisev and eight? To a nation, it's also not. So, Abikivege Tzeichen Tzu, our Taisvah says, Yud Yud Aleph, Yechayim. And Taisvah brings a raya. Taisvah brings a raya from Tzayid V'Kayid. And here Taisvah says, the Yud Yud Aleph, Taisvah names them for the Vaposhet, for the Yepot. That's Abikivege's kasha. So the Marshal, on this Taisvah, on that Nun Aleph or Med Aleph, the Marshal says, we had over here, the Gemara said, let us see the Marshal for 1 minute, in a minute the Marshal. In Chochmah Shloimeh, Daphne Nalef and Adalef, so the Marshal says, the top Marshal, and this is Daf Kufn and Beis, and by the Marshal, so the top Marshal and Chochma Shloime, Horebi Vahorabonim, Perish, the Machshin understood, Ba'ayri Shoye Boy Mitchila Hevel Amisa, the Gemara understood that it was Hevel Amisa, Vize Shesiyed Vekit Hoysef Rak Hevel, he had a little bit more Hevel. Velochi Chayev, for that's when he's Chayev. According to Rabbi, there would be Chelkim. According to the Rabbonin, he's Chayev the whole thing. In kein me mele asor va khados na mi kolam khayab ke mai sait ve kai de la rapon on ha achin khayib en le trebi tschelke he says that's according to that machin avolofia maskone the gemara learns pshat sait ve kai is not speaking about the was hevel and misa. It's to Mahalchim and the Gemara. There was no Hevel and Misa, and he made it Abay Lamisa. Or there was no Hevel even in the Zokin, and he made it Abay Lamisa in the Zokin. Avalafiyah maskoni mukhi sa'id v'kai koishloi hoi mitchila Hevel, period. So according to the maskoni, there's no such thing. That means Taisviz, that's what the Mashal says, Pshat and Taisviz, the Gemara had such a tzad. The Makshin had such a tzad. So Taisus wants to tell you, according to the Makshin, Yud and Yedalev is like Yud and Chof, because the Makshin compared Sayyid Vikayid to Yud and Chof. But that's according to the Makshin, but according to the two Terutzim of the Gemara, Sayyid Vikayid is speaking about that the Boyer wasn't the Nevashemisa at all. And the Kayid, the Sayyid made a Shia Misa. Or it didn't even have a Shia Nizakin. So Memela, Lefiyemis, there's no Rai from our Gemara. So then Taisvis and Tafyudam at Beis is ganz fine. Taisvis is going according to the Maskonis Hasugit. Let us go further. Itmer, boer she'oimka kirachobo. You have a boer, that the dimensions of the boer is the diameter and the depth have the same size. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef da Omri, it says, inakeres tabai, which makes a lot of sense. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef da Omri mishmei da Rabbe bar Bachon da Omri mishmei da Ramon. In other words, the machlokes, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef that said over from Rabbe bar Bachon b'shem Ramoni, but it didn't be in this case. Chad om aloilom yesh bo hevel at shiei roch bo yeser al omko. That means, if they're equal, there is hevel. If there's more reichev than oimek, then there's no hevel. So according to him, oimka karochba, there's hevel. So chadoma lo'oilom ein bo hevel, achi oimka yesra rochba. The other one said, there'll only be hevel if there's more oimek than reichev. So memela, according to this, so if it's equal, there's no hevel. So you take a pot, it's a bush, ain't by him. Look to Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, Be'er shal shnei shutvim, over all of Arishin v'loiki so, v'asheni v'loiki so, asheni chayiv. What is Rashi saying? The Mishnah Barishim Potter, Mamukilo B'shenichei Rishin L'Sheini Mishtamesh, he left him using the boyer, V'doylak Shaholach Loi. He was, the second one was using the boyer. Now, V'Rishin Me'emas Mifta. When does the first one become potter, and the sole obligation to be shomer the boyer is on the second one. When does this occur? Yevash boyer shel shnei shutfim. So when does it occur that the first one becomes potter and the second one is chay? For the whole hezek. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef da omri mishmei da rabbe babachon da omri mishmei da rabbi moni. Chat omar mishmei nicha im mishtamish. I left him, and he's using the boyer, so then he's responsible already. V'chat omar, and another one said, Mishayim Salay Dolyoy, he gave him over the cover. When he gave him over the cover, then the second one is Chay. So the Gemara says, this Machloikis is really a Machloikis Tanoim, Kitanoim. We learned as follows, Hamadle Mayim Minabar. A person was Madle Mayim Minabar. Ubo Chaveiroi. V'omaloi hanachli v'ani yed l'mayim. Kivin she'nichoi mishtamish potter. So I let him there, and he's using the boyer. So the first one is potter. Rebeleza ben Yaakov oima mishayimsa loi dolya. He's only chayev, but the first one is potter, and he gives over the cover. Ba'mayko miflegi, Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov Sova Yesh Breire, Haim ididei komemalei, Vahaim ididei komemalei, Rabbonen Sovri, Ein Breire, Rabbonen Hold, Ein Breire. Now we'll see more of the Zachen over here. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, V'rishoin me'emes mifter, D'nitoin, when does the first one become potter, and we say the sole responsibility of the boyer is on the second one? The pshit alone, that's poshit, the hani oval diktoni masnisen over oval rishin, the loshen of the mishneh, over oval rishin like you saw, v'shem like you saw, v'shem nechayev. We can't learn the word oval literally. The first one passed by and he didn't cover it. The second passed by and he didn't cover it. So the second one is chai, but there can't be such a thing. The nita na l'sheini haisa shmir de pshitalon da hani ova diktoni masnisin nishtamish kom. It means he used it. Diktoni masnisin will take the words literally. Sha'ovra aleim shneim zechaze amai rishim potah harigamu poshe. They pass by, it's a boyer shel shnei shutfim. The first one passes by, he sees it's an open boyer, and he passes by. The second one passes by, and the second one is chay. Why isn't the first one also chay? So the Gemara says, Zemachloik is tanoim. According to Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov holds yesh breire. Now let us just for practical purposes, try to understand what does yesh breira mean. Yesh breira means that if you have something that belongs to two shutvim, so when each shutif is using it, I assume that it's his then. There's a chalukis hasmanim, that's what the Ran says in the Dorim. That means that That's the gather of shutfis. The gather of shutfis is that when I, this man that I use it, it's mine. This man that you use it is yours. That's the, and one can make such a chalukis as manim. Yesh breira, one can, that means even though it's not mevura mitchilosai, but as I, that's the tight shutfis. Whenever I'll use it, so it's mine and that's man, and whenever you use it, it's yours and that's man. Therefore, haimi di dei male, vahaimi di dei kamale, vloi havi lei shoyel al chelkoi shorishe. It's not pshat when one shot of using it is also distorted. Like this, we can learn a different pshat. If you hold ein breire, so pshat is half of it is yours, half of it is mine, And when I'm using it, I'm using half of mine and I'm using yours. And when you're using, you're using half of yours and you're a shayel on mine. Le'avile shayel, shayni shayel al chelkei shalishayim, sheyekulei mutol olav l'shaymoy. He's not a shayel on the other half. Hilkach. V'imhizik shneim chayovim. So therefore, so both are chayiv. Avol mosa loy esadli nasez shema shekibo olav lechasoyis. But when I give him the covering, so Nyan accepts the covering, that means he's accepting responsibility to make sure the bear is covered after he finishes using it. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, if we hold Ein Breire, so the one is using it is a shoyel and Yenim's chelik, and a shoyel is responsible for the zekis. Just like we have Keseda, a person is a shomer on a behemoth, so he's also responsible to watch the behemoth, it shouldn't be mazik. So now I'm a shoyel on your chelik of the boer. So Mela, I'm responsible for what your chelik does. So that's why if you hold Ein Breire, so by using it alone, so I became a shoyel, so I'm chayiv. If any azekas occur. Now I'd like to mention two gewaldike ha'ores. One ha'ore, the Erzerua, in Perik Beis from Baba Kama, Simen Chof Hei, es tzabeyrige kashe. We have a klal, that karke is nesmait geworden von Shomrim. Shemachinam Hashem Esocher is potter an karke. Karke is nesmait from Shomrim. Priyitin ish al reyeyu. Kesa vekelem lishmer. Davke adova metaltel. There's no din Shomrim by karke. Frakta er zaruha, zafavolchen er zaruha, dat mafteich teichens zu. Frakta er zaruha, so how does it become a shayel over here? It's karke. The bear is karke. Emphater Zeruah, Merdek Echidish, that the whole meat of karke by Shem is only by Shem Echidim and Shem Esoch. By a shayel, there's no din of Ein Shem Shmira be karke. A shayel is responsible by karkos. Fine. This is one gewaldic ha'ore. Vayakiv brings down a chayne mes discussion, but they didn't see there's a ruah. There's a ruah says a gevaldiki yisol. Anyway. Now, when I learned this gemara, I had a terrible problem. Then later I found that Peres Shmuel brings down the kashe, nitzechen su a yama talmud, but I have a terrible problem with the yama talmud, and let me relate to the oilam what the problem is. The Gemara asked, the Mishnah says, we're talking about a boer shel shnei shutfim. So the Gemara asked, how do you have a boer shel shnei shutfim? So the Gemara said, no, according to Rabbi Akiva, hifke reshusai v'le hifke boira, you see, a boer shel shnei shutfim. That's the case of the Mishnah. No, now our Gemara says, now we have to know the lomdus of shutfim. If you hold yesh breire, so then if the second one is using it, that doesn't patter the first one, because now he's using his, so it doesn't, then you only be chayiv if he gives them over the cover. If you hold ein breire, so he became a shoyel, so then he is responsible. He takes over the whole responsibility. So now, that's very good. If we're talking about a bir shel shnei shutfim, so now we have to know how Shutfus works, and we'll say Pshat the Mishnah accordingly. But the Gemara asked Akasha, but what if you hold the Nalek HaBekive? You hold that a Bar B'Shusa is Potter. So what's the case of Bar Shoshnei Shutfim? Oh, a Bar B'Shusa Rab. A Bar B'Shusa Rabim, they went and they were Oikir, the Chulya Asiri, made a Bar B'Shusa Rab. Yishayim HaShemayim, a Bar B'Shusa Rabim, now, so you have two Mazikim. They don't own anything. The Shusarab doesn't belong to them. I got news for you. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the Shusarab. Osan akos of kilu b'shusay that. But if something happens, you're responsible. Ooh, what? Fine. So abel b'shusarab will now bring a machlekes. When I'm using it, it's mine. When you're using it, I'm a shoyl. Was shoyl? Was yesh breire? There's any rights over here? Someone has a right to use the bird. It's a gegazel to karke. So yeah, I became a shoyl on the karke. I'm a shoyl, but the whole thing is mine. The whole concept, I can't begin to understand. Fine. I didn't understand this at all. So, Baruch Hashem, I found that Teresh Shmuel asked this kasha, and he said, and so I Yama Talmud. So I looked into the Yama Talmud, but then it was, the problem was not solved. The Yama Talmud says, I'm Moira the Kizach. Taisvis est akasha and bafnun alef omad alef. Taisvis est akasha. The Gemara says, how's the shaykh abir shal shnei shutfin? Taisvis, maybe it's a hivke rishusay ve hivke boilay. It's not a burbish. Hivke rishusay ve hivke boilay. So Taisvis says, there you're ganz important. But this is akasha, rashi shites hivke rishusay ve hivke boilay yechaye. So I'm rashi yishver. So if the Yama Talmud, he says, how can you say Evkirushusi Vikaboyre? So what's Pshat later in the Mishnah that one is Chayim? If it's Hefkir, how do you have a Bershoshnei Shutvim that you say Yesh Breire, Ein Breire? So the Yama Talmud wants to emphasize with Kasha, I can't be speaking about Hivkirishusai, because Hivkirishusai only have Shnei Shutvim. What kind of Shutvim are they? What say when it's his, he borrowed from the other one, it's Hefkir. So, without even emphasizing this kasha, I don't begin to understand the Elam Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Berbishu Sarab. So over there where do you have that Yesh Breire, that the Shutvim, so I can't begin to understand how he learned Pshat in the Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Omar Avina v'ozdo letaymayu. This machloikes, Avina Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, when the second shutef will be chayev, if you need Mesiris Adli, or Shimush alone is a machayev, and it's told if you hold Yesh Breire or Ein Breire, they go l'shitosom. The Snan, we learned a mission in the Dorim. Hashutvim shenodru ano zeh mizeh. There were two shutvim in a chotzer, and they made a nether that each one can have ano from the other one's chaylik. Is asurim likonis lachotzer, so they're not allowed to enter the chotzer, because by entering, they're having ano from the other one's chaylik. It's a chotzer shel shutvim, so it's having ano. So and they were madder and all, zem is there. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov Oymer. Nah. Zem nichnas l'soich shaloi, zem nichnas l'soich shaloi. I'm not having a no from you. When I'm using it, it's my chotzer. When you're using it, it's your chotzer. I'm not having a no from you. The Gemara says, v'may kamifligi. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov sova yesh breire. Hayle de nafshe ayel, hayle de nafshe ayel. Rabbonin savri ein breire. Rabbonin hold ein breire.
זאת רשי, לחוצר של שניים, לסייך שלוי, כל היחד דאייל, יוכל לוי מהזה חלקי שאני בוירה. This is my חלק. ומהני לוי ברירה. The concept of ברירה helps. Let us just see this, the third Tosfos. Ashutfim shenodru hano zeh mizeh. So I'm preventing you from using mine. That's pshat. Yeah. Vim ta'av mishne yachalim chzeh v'seh shloi konus. Vim ta'ima u'mayishne mi balchoiv da'osi v'shokil afilo higdish sadeyu ol mishim darababo imayisim dinish lo yoyim ha'higdish yoyitzu b'loi pidyin. But Tosfos, why by al-balchoiv it's not like that. By al-balchoiv the malve is a shibut to be goive from the balchoiv, from the loive. The loive is magdish, the balchoiv goes to hegdish. There you don't say it a shibut on him since he's magdish it, the shibut fizzles out. Bishleim edishani balchoiv the guf hakaka yaitz mitachas yaday hamagdish. Agabi soich aloylem en guf hakaka yaitz mitachas yad hamaskir. So this is a very gishmak eteres. The shibut of a malvis, I have a right to take it away from you. So your bailus is mugbul. I have a right to make it mine. So you can't be magdish it because your hegdish is as strong as your bailus. And just like I can make it ois yours, so I can make it ois hegdish. Hegdish cannot be stronger than you. I'm not taking it away from you. I'm using yours. That's the shibud I have. So if the masker is magdish, so now you're using hegdishes. See, you have no right to use hegdishes. So that's why hegdish by schiris will help. Hegdish by shutfus will help. Because there it's also shafiyod ain't breir, I'm using yours. But hegdish by a loive will not help, because since the malve is a schus to take it away from the loive, she can take it away from hegdish.